Hello?
Hi there. Hi there. Am I speaking with Panayota?
How can I help you?
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issue facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president and Congress and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely?
Yes, I always vote.
Thank you. Thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
56.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you feel you are not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Democrat.
And would
Democrat.
You call yourself... Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Am I satisfied or dissatisfied? I would say I'm moderate dissatisfied.
So dissatisfied, would that be correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that in a few words so I can enter it into a survey?
The economy.
Okay.
And the health care plan.
Mm-hmm. The economy and the health care. Okay, let me enter that.
Correct.
Another one? Please.
And health care. Okay. Healthcare not being affordable, you mean, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. Let me correct this, and so I can enter it. Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year congressional elections? You can choose two issues that are important to you. I will mention inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, and standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Which are your top two issues, ma'am?
Inflation and the economy, and then I would say the education. What was the thing about the abortion? What was that one?
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. And the one that you choose is improving K-12 public school education. Would that be the second one?
Well, I also want to be able to protect the rights for the woman to choose. So make
okay.
that number two.
Number very well. In that case, we make that number two. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Yeah, that's fine. So far, I'm okay with it.
So would you say do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Let's move on. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It was worse this year than last year.
Getting worse? Would that be correct?
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Let's
Correct.
Move on. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
With regards to?
Race relations in America.
Oh, race relations. Is it getting better or is it getting worse?
Mm-hmm. Is it getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Yeah, I would say it's the same.
The same, so, very well. Sure.
Yeah.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I would say not often.
Not often, thank you. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Well, for my personal, not.
Not at all?
Are you saying like for, yeah, you're talking about transgender and all that? Is that what you're asking about?
Well, it says I'm not supposed to, you know, elaborate.
Okay,
I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. So how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I would, for me, not often.
Not often, very well.
Very little, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much. How concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned? Not very concerned,
not very
or not
concerned.
At all?
Yeah.
Not
no,
very,
I'm very
concerned.
I am concerned about that, yes.
Oh, okay, so you are concerned. Let me get back then, because I entered not very concerned. So would that be somewhat concerned or very concerned?
I would say very concerned at this point, yes.
Very concerned, okay, very well. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump. How would you rate Mr. Trump? How do you feel about him from 0 to 100?
0.
0, okay. Next one is Black Lives Matter. How would you rate that organization?
50-50.
50? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is another organization, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate it?
I don't know. I don't know that particular one.
Okay. You are not familiar with it? Never heard of it? Is that correct? Or have no opinion?
I mean, I know what civil rights are about, but I don't know that particular organization.
All right. Do you don't know the organization itself. So I will enter that you don't know it very well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Tim Scott?
Tim Scott?
Right. Do you know the name? Do you know that person? Anything about Tim Scott?
That's the... no, I don't know, really.
I don't know,
but I don't know who that is.
Okay. So you never heard the name before, have you?
No. I know he's a political person, but I don't know anything about him.
Very well. How do you feel about the Republican Party?
The Republican Party is necessary, but I'm not a Republican.
Correct. And how would you rate it from 0 to 100?
50-50.
50? Okay.
Necessary.
How do you feel about Cornel West?
Cornel West?
Yes.
That's another politician. I really don't know much about politics, so.
Would you say you have no opinion or never heard of him?
No opinion.
No opinion, very well. How do you feel about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
I'm for them.
How would you rate them?
What organization? 100%.
100%. Very well. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. the president?
Yes.
I would say 50-50.
50, all right. Let's move on. That's fair enough. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
I generally vote Democrat. I would have to check on the other gentleman that's running as an independent. I don't know. But I would not vote for Donald Trump. That's just one thing I do know.
So at this point, would you choose anyone, one of them?
At this point, I would have to do more research. I just know I would not vote for Donald Trump. That's the only one I know I won't vote for.
So
right now, Democrat or independent.
Should I enter you for undecided, or are you going to choose one of them?
You can put me for undecided.
Undecided, very well.
Hopefully we get better candidates by then.
Okay. So, there's still some
maybe
time left.
You can run for president.
Oh,
you can
wow.
run for president. You
no,
sound
I'm
like
too
a
old.
Nice guy.
Well, I'm old, but I'm not as old as Biden, so I still got more
yeah.
life left.
That's good news.
Okay.
That's
how,
really good news.
Let's move on. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
For white what?
White nationalism.
White nationalism?
Nationalism, yes, in America today.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I mean, I'm white, but I have no idea.
White nationalism, like
nationalism,
white supremacy.
Does that sound? Oh no, 100%. No way.
Are you?
No.
Well, are you? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried? Not so worried? Or not worried at all? About the rights of white nationalism.
Yeah, they don't need any rights. But if I have to put a rating on that, I would say I'm worried. I don't want them to have.
So, somewhat worried. Would that be correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one says, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm neutral.
All right. Okay, so you know that in this particular chapter, it says the choices are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. In this particular one, you don't want to have an opinion, right? Your heritage.
Okay, go ahead. Say it again, then.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Would you agree or disagree?
No, I agree.
Do you agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Very well. Next statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
No. Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Would you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Next one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Would that be somewhat or strongly? Agree.
I think it's still strongly.
Strongly agree, thank you. Okay, next statement says, America is on the path to another civil war. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree somewhat.
Somewhat agree, okay. And next statement says, American democracy is under major threat now. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. One more. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs?
I agree. Support.
Support it strongly, ma'am, or somewhat?
Strongly,
thank you. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B, some people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. So which one do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Statement B. Thank you.
Statement B. And would you say you agree much more with the statement B or just somewhat more?
Yeah, much more.
Much more. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined and under threat. And 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means you don't think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Do you think that that's being undermined or not?
Not.
So would you choose a number between 0 and 10? 0 is that you do not agree that it's being undermined. 5 is somewhat agree that it's being undermined. And 10 is strongly agree that it's undermined. So what number would you give it? Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
1.
1, okay. Freedom to protest the police or government. Do you think that's being undermined or not?
No.
No, okay. Don't agree that. So yeah. What number would you give it, a 0?
No, I mean not a 0, maybe a 3.
3, certain okay.
States are worse.
Correct. The higher the number is, the more you think that it's being undermined or threatened. The smaller the number, you don't think that it's being undermined or threatened, okay? Okay, the next one is equal economic opportunities for all. Do you think that it's being number one?
Yeah, undermined a little bit.
So it's being undermined a little bit. So what number would you give it?
3.
3, very well. Immigration to this country. Do you think that's being undermined or not?
100%, yes.
So is that a 10? I strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined. What number would you give it?
Yes. I'll do an 8.
8, very well. The right to bear arms, do you think that's being undermined or threatened?
Yes, but mildly. I'll give it a 3.
3, okay.
I'm trying to think of this.
A commitment to Christian ideals. Do you think that's being undermined or threatened?
Christian ideals? Mm-hmm.
A commitment to Christian ideals, yes. Do you think that's being undermined or threatened?
Maybe threatened a little bit. We'll just say a 2.
2, okay. And police that treat everyone the same. Do you think that's being undermined or threatened?
I don't have any problems with the police, but I know that there have been some issues, not affecting me, but we'll give that a 4.
4, okay, very well. Let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. 4. I'm going to read, after these two statements, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you two some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected the student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. So from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that statement?
A 10, I agree. 10.
I agree strongly. Okay, very well. One more. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Moderate. I'll say 6.
6, okay. Let's move on and let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
So, 10. Thank you. Let's move on. Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated a Bachelor of Arts, so that would be 16 years.
Very well, bachelor's degree. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes,
one.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I got that. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm in the middle, moderate, conservative.
So it would be moderate or somewhat conservative?
I think I'm moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once a week, Sunday.
Every week then, very well. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban, suburban, or rural area?
city.
Urban.
Las Vegas.
Would that be correct? Urban, in that case?
Urban.
Would that be correct?
Yes.
Urban? Very well.
Yes. Million people.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your kindness and your precious time. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you today. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.